So it is so hot in this studio. It really is. There's me and there's four other women, including Rosa Thompson, Director of BME Cancer Communities. Hi, Rose, good morning.
Just hot-footed at home from a team meeting about the clinic.
You're looking a bit snazzy.
No, come on.
Yeah. You're looking very 60s.
Alright, okay.
60s top. 66. Sorry, I didn't put your microphone up. She is here.
I am here, and I've been talking for the last God knows how long, but...
I'm just saying you're looking very snazzy.
Oh, is this 60s? Is this 60s?
Yeah, it's pretty 60s.
Yeah, I think so. It's very sort of
It's got a black background and colourful swirly patterns on it.
It's lovely. Okay. No, it's lovely. I think it's lovely, lovely, lovely. So, also, along with Rose, I welcome into the studio Coral Jenkins. Good morning, Coral.
Good morning.
Good morning. Amy Baker. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, everyone.
And Pearline. She's not going to say anything, but you can say hello.
Good morning. Hello, everybody.
Good morning to Pearline. So, we're here to talk about, and I might get this pronunciation wrong, but I know I will be corrected, scleroderma rhinoides.
Yes.
Rhinoids,
yes.
In UK.
Yes.
And you're a representative from that organisation, Amy Baker. So, tell me more about this condition.
Yes, so I work for Scleroderma and Rhinoids UK, so we represent people with those two medical conditions. We're the only charity in the UK that supports people diagnosed with the conditions and their families. Rhinoids affects 10 million people across the UK, and it's where your blood vessels overreact to either cold or sometimes stress, and that can stop the blood flow to extremities, so the fingers, toes, nose, even the tip of your tongue can be affected by the condition.
Are these two different conditions?
Yes, so they're two completely different conditions, but the overlap comes where actually 90% of people with scleroderma also have Raynaud's, and that was one of the first symptoms that they had before the condition was diagnosed. And scleroderma is more life-threatening. It's the more life-threatening condition. It affects 12,000 people. In the UK, so it is a rare condition, and it's what we call an autoimmune condition. So the body is attacking itself. It's overproducing collagen, causing hardening and scarring either to the skin, the underlying tissue, or internal organs, and that's where it can become even more difficult to manage when the internal organs become involved.
Okay, so what would be the signs and symptoms that people would first notice?
Yeah, so really it comes with Raynaud's first off, so people starting to get white, blue, red fingers when they're outside in the cold, getting a tingling sensation. And then actually when we start to look at scleroderma, it's having Raynaud's, so having all those symptoms associated with that condition. Also reflux, so you might start to find that actually you're having a bit of gastro reflux after meals, or sometimes at night time when you lay down. And also sore or swollen fingers. So you might notice that the skin on your hands is becoming tighter, that your fingers are being more difficult to move. And those are really the three key symptoms to look out for and to go and see your GP if you have those three.
Okay. I would imagine that if you're out in the cold and your fingertips are tingling, you're not really going to take that much notice of that, are you?
No, and for some people, Raynaud's is very, very mild, and it can be self-managed, and for others, it can be more debilitating as a condition, where actually the blood flow doesn't go back to their fingers for 20 minutes, even sometimes 2 hours, and actually it will just end up being white, and they'll be in a lot of pain because the blood flow won't
go. If it's 2 hours, you'll take notice of that.
Yeah, so when you start to get that, you'll probably notice that much more, but yeah, for some it can just be a mild inconvenience, and wrapping up warm usually stops that.
Right. So one of the reasons why we're here, the major reason why we're here, is that there's going to be a fundraising event which is going to highlight this condition and also to raise money. And the core person behind organising the event is Coral Jenkins. We welcome her into the studio. Coral.
Hi.
Hiya. So why are you organising the event?
I'm organising the event to raise awareness about Raynaud's and scleroderma, and people who live with that disease, not just the person who's got it, but the family and the impact on the family. But what the shortfalls I found in Stan's condition was that...
Stan, that's your husband.
That's my late husband, yes.
Yes.
Was that once he'd been diagnosed with it, which was 30 years ago, it's about the progressive input that's needed from the local GPs so that monitoring can take place, because we were only really aware of the Raynaud's part of it, and not so aware of the scleroderma element that would affect the internal organs. So it's really, it's, the event is to raise awareness with people what it is, how it can affect you, and what you need to do.
Okay, so it's diagnosed 30 years ago. So what signs and symptoms did he have 30 years ago?
Stan used to be quite athletic, and he was forever at the gym. And he then started to come home complaining about the tips of his fingers, how they used to tingle. And at first, you know, we just thought it was just tingling, and then on one occasion his fingers started to split. And we went to A&E, and from A&E they then sort of arranged for us to go in, and we saw different consultants on different occasions. It's a long process, but then that's when he was diagnosed with Raynaud's.
And how long was it between going to your first appointment and being diagnosed?
I'd say about 6 months. It was quite a rigorous sort of examination you had to keep going through. And then, it was about 6 months from then.
And had you ever heard of this condition?
Not before then, no.
No.
At all, no.
And what was the first thing that you would... Were you given medicine to take? What happened?
Yeah, once he was diagnosed, he had regular meetings with a consultant. And then they explained to him about the Raynaud's. But at the same time, it was progressing as well, so it led to amputation of his fingers. And
All fingers?
Apart from his thumbs, yes. And Once he had the amputation, they then got him electric gloves, because it was important that he kept warm. So even in summer, it wasn't warm enough. The heating had to be on, you know. But he needed that warmth. And then there was an occasion where it went to his toes, so he had the toe amputated as well. So it progressed quite a lot, and he was monitored initially in that process, but then it all dropped off.
So what age was he when he was diagnosed?
30.
Wow. I mean, that would be devastating. Was he working?
Yeah, he was working when he was first diagnosed, and he started to live with it.
Yeah.
I think the shortfall for me in this, with this illness, is the scleroderma element. Because the scleroderma element, we weren't that aware that it would affect the internal organs, and that wasn't really brought to our attention.
So you were dealing with the external?
Yeah.
On the outside?
The focus was on the external, because... Even though Stan had the amputations, when his fingers would get hard, they would get painful, really painful. And he'd go to the GP and they'd syringe out what was in there. And they dealt with that, and then it'd repeat itself and go on again. But what they didn't do was monitor for the scleroderma element and pick up on any internal issues that were going on. And this is why I think it's so important that the fun event takes place, that I got in touch with the organisation, because there's huge gaps, one in terms of understanding what it is, but it's about managing it as well.
Carl, Amy, I'm going to come back to you. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to continue talking about this condition and highlighting the forthcoming fundraising event.
97.5 Kemet FM. Kemet FM. Kemet FM.
Are you aged between 16 and 18 and seeking pre-employment training that will lead to obtaining a job? If so, Patra incorporating ACDA's pre-employment training might be ideal for you. We have a number of business administrative vacancies, and to prepare people for these posts, we run a 13-week pre-employment training course which focuses on developing your employability skills. 2 days each week are spent attending workshops and 3 days attending a placement with a local employer. Patra makes a financial contribution towards your travel expenses, and you might also qualify for a bursary. So in total, you could receive a payment of about £45 each week. At the end of the pre-employment training, you could become a Patra trainee placed with Nottingham City Council, which pays £750 per month. If you are interested in pre-employment training and are aged between 16 and 18, then please contact Patra Incorporating ACDA. The Marcus Garvey Centre, Lenton Boulevard, Radford, Nottingham, NG7 2BY. Telephone 0115 942 2440, or email us at info@patraeastmidlands.co.uk. This is a positive action initiative which falls under Section 158 of the Equality Act 2010.
There will be a final chance to say farewell to Levi Reuben Raymond, who sadly passed away recently. The family would like to convey their appreciation for the love and support that they have received during their time of loss and grief. The funeral procession will leave the family home at 11:30 a.m. The service will take place at the All Saints Church, Raleigh Street, Radford, NG7 4DP, on Wednesday, the 3rd of August at 12 noon. Interment will be at the Highwood Cemetery on Lowood Road, Bulwark, NG6 7GA. This will be followed by refreshments at the Ukrainian Cultural Centre, Clawson Lodge, 403 Mansfield Road, Nottingham, NG5 2DP.
Kemet FM. Kemet FM. Kemet FM.
Talk about it, talk about it. What you want, huh?
1 2 1 2 Yeah. 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 Yo. Yo, nowadays girls be out for the money and things, but to me it's so sweet when I'm running my game. I give them nothing but game till it's stuck in their brain. So once it's stuck in their brain, then my fun of the game. I'm in the woman, looking for a special woman that's gonna give me what I need anytime I want it. I take a cruise to a river, I bring you with me, then let you float out on the beach with the string in your jeans. I need a pretty mama, city mama, diddy papa. Like to go to Great Adventures in the mini chopper. That get her own chips, push your own six, and make me do my six when I finish my dips.
Things like find a man with a deal that still wanna swing. Always speak my mind whenever I feel things. Probably got no wins, but I'ma still swing. And my real chicks feel what I mean. Am I right? Am I tight? Do the shit, bring it to the light. It's my body so right, I could even track a dyke. Baby space, baby space. While you was loving John Doe, I copped the condo. While you was laying back sound, I was laying tracks down. See for a fact now, it's intact now. It's no need to beef, it's my turn to eat. Bring the drama to a cease, cause I don't leave. I push a green Z3, watch a screen TV. What? I'ma forever rise. Rings be touch-a-size, girls be petrified. It's a heavy mesmerize.
Do it.
what I say, yo, I get this 380. Long time coming, but waiting for my day, though. My man Blako, lead the scene, how did Waco? If he could take three shots, he could take four. I'm on the low, though, but with a lot of dodo. And I hate a smart chick, give me a dodo. That give me more pleasing and more reason. Just a lay up in Cali in the full season. With a chick, half black, half Indo-Asian, half Belizean. I know they sound unbelievers. With the rims on the bend every full season. Open up a new account just to throw Jesus. Got bling chick following me for no reason. And my girl stick around and she know I'm cheating. What? Harlem World a click, Harlem World a click. Come on now. This guy, all out. Give me dollar sign like E. It. Yeah, really, baby stage. Really like Cardin, Noon, Mino, Cuddy Cone, Baby Blink. Yeah, yeah. Kiana, Wilson, like yeah, yeah. Cool Love, really, Black really Friday, like yeah. Me, Chico, what, J. Blue Cheese, Black Sea, Bruce Style, Blue Rock, Gutter, with the, it don't stop.
That's a Harlem World and I really like it. In the studio is Amy Baker and Coral Jenkins. Now, Coral, you were talking about your husband and his diagnosis, and you were saying that the doctors very much focused on the external aspects of the condition. Amy, do you find that when you're talking to people, do you find that doctors are still doing that, focusing on the external rather than the internal problems that could occur?
Yeah, I think across GP surgeries especially, we see that actually most people just focus on the external elements of the condition. There's usually a misunderstanding of what the condition is, so it's usually misdiagnosed as something like lupus, which is much more common. But so what we would really urge GPs to do is actually, if they have someone coming in with the symptoms of Raynaud's, reflux, and sore swollen fingers, is to refer them on to a consultant rheumatologist. And that's where actually they can start to look more into the condition and actually get them the treatment that they need. And that's the best place for them to go.
Well, you mentioned lupus there. You see, lupus is a condition that people would associate with black people. Is Raynaud's something that's associated with black people or the black community?
No, so Raynaud's and scleroderma, there's no prevalence in specific demographics. It really does affect anyone, any culture, any age. So there's no prevalence that we found at the moment.
And what about causes? Do you know the causes?
Yeah, that's another difficult question. So for both Raynaud's and scleroderma, we're still trying to understand what causes those conditions. And due to that, there's currently no cure for either condition. So we're really having to look at management of those conditions, the symptoms of the conditions. What we do know is that for people who go on to develop scleroderma, they need to have a predisposition to the condition. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's genetic, but there also needs to be a trigger, something either internally or externally that causes that condition to start and manifest itself.
Okay. So Coral, you and your husband had to manage this condition for 30 years. I mean, that must have put quite a strain on the family setting.
Not really, in the sense, once we knew that he had the Raynaud's, we just got on with it, we worked with it, you know.
Oh, these mobile phones, hey, they're on the radio, stop ringing. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, we managed it, we became, it was part of our lives, and we just got on with it, and we enjoyed it, you know.
Have we got children together?
Yes, we've got three.
And did you, is it hereditary?
No.
Did you check to make?
Yes.
Well, you checked to make sure that it wasn't, yes, okay. And did your children understand? Because, I mean, at 30, you're a young man to be diagnosed with this. You know, you're a young man with goals, with children to look after.
It's something we've grown to live with. It just becomes a normal part of your life. I think the shortfall in that is, as it got to the end, we weren't that much aware of the scleroderma element.
Which is the internal
element. Yeah. And when Stan was rushed into hospital in April of last year, we'd booked to go on holiday in October. And we sort of asked the consultant at the time whether it'd be okay to travel. And we were, in my view, misled because we were told yes. And that was April, they told, and he died in May.
Not a lot of time between one and the other,
is
there? No. So tell us about this fundraising event.
Okay. The fundraising event, it's going to be on the 28th of August.
Write that down. The 28th of August, yes.
And it's going to be at Harvey Haddon Stadium.
Yeah.
And the Cavalier Vets are playing. We'll have some of the Nottingham Forest Vets. We've got Bouncy Castles. It's a family fun day.
Okay.
And it's all free. Free entry to get in.
Yeah.
And bring the family along. We're open to have five-a-side football for the children. We've got boxer sizes, sessions going for young kids and for women. And there's just quite a lot of events going off, but it's about bringing the family down, having a really, really good time. Reynolds and Scleroderma, they'll be there. They'll have their stall and a big screen, so that anybody who needs to know and wants to know a bit more about it can find out that information.
What's the big screen?
So that'll be the big screen at the football stadium.
Oh, the big screen!
We'll be taking over the big screen to give out more information about the conditions on the day.
And
We've got a cycling track that we've got use of. We've got the whole of the back of Harvey Haddon Stadium. I'd really like to thank the Nottingham City Council for their help and support in giving us that venue. And the Lord Mayor will be there. The Sheriff of Nottingham will be there. And the portfolio holder for health will be there. And, you know, one of the things that, as a councillor as well, what I'm trying to do is trying to get the health panel to look into how effective we manage Reynolds and Scleroderma here in Nottingham. And I think it's useful to make use of the council in that sense to raise awareness with the GPs on that issue. So we'll be doing a raffle event. There's going to be loads of free things on raffle.
Oh, we like free.
Yeah. So, you know, there'll be driving lessons, £2 a ticket.
What do you mean driving lessons?
Well, we've got a gift voucher. Driving gift voucher.
Yeah.
And the raffle is £2.
Okay.
For the driving lesson. We've got Liverpool signed shirts, Arsenal signed shirts, signed cricket bats. Okay. Everything's on raffle for £2.
Okay. Yep. So it's a family fun day and lots of things for all the family to do together.
Yeah, that's
absolutely fantastic. Amy?
Yeah, I think we would like to really say thanks to Coral for putting on this event. We are a small charity. We've invested 9.5 million into research, and actually from Coral's fundraising we'll be able to invest even more to find out more about the conditions, try and find more effective treatments and try and find a cure. So thank you to Coral for thinking of us and putting on this event for SIUK and for Stan.
I want to say thank you to Coral, not only for the event but also raising awareness. I'd never heard of this condition, and I know that many of our listeners have never heard of that condition. So Carol, thank you very much for thinking of us and coming to tell us more. Rose?
Yeah, I just wanted to say the same because, like, it's really important. It's considered a rare condition. I do know about it because I'm a health professional. But one of the things that, you know, we need to be aware of, that there needs to be a lot more research, and there needs to be more research around the black and ethnic community as well, because I'm sure that you don't get too many people coming forward to actually get help because they're not aware of it. But also, you know, I was talking to Coral in the meantime, and she and her family are obviously close and they looked after Stan, and that's brilliant. But she was saying, if you came into my house, it was like a sauna, because we had to have the house warm. Same with my father-in-law, who's got advanced diabetes. We have to open the windows and everything. He wants the whole house hot, but that increases your bills as well. So is there anything to support people, you know, who are going through this? Because there is an impact, and this is what, same with cancer, you know, research is needed, but also that practical support.
Yeah, so for us as a charity, we provide practical information so that people can understand the conditions more, know where they can go and get extra help. We also put on educational events so people can come together from across the UK and really know that they're not alone with the conditions, find out tips from other people and learn from top specialists as to how to manage. But as you say, one of the elements is the financial strain that it can put on families, and there are financial support from PIP, from government schemes, and as a charity we also provide some financial support as well to families that are in difficulty.
Do you have any local support groups at all?
Yeah, so we have support groups across the whole of the UK. They're all run by volunteers diagnosed with the conditions. So currently we have 20 that are across the UK that people can join and find support within their local community. Actually have the comfort in talking to someone that knows about the condition, not having to explain it over and over again, as we know that can be an issue once you've been diagnosed with a rare condition.
Or even pronounce it.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you got a website?
We do, yeah. It's siruk.co.uk, and that's where you can find out more information about the two conditions.
Lovely.
Can I just come in there? We've set up a Facebook fundraising page in memory of Stan. And that's on the Facebook page, and I know it's been circulated quite well, so people, please look around it. And if you can, please help support, because as Amy said, it's quite a small charity, and what we do really want to do is raise the awareness, but not only raise the awareness about the illness itself, but about the educational element around it. As from next week, we will be sending out flyers and posters advertising the RV Adden event, and it's got all the Reynolds and Scleroderma's contact details on that flyer. So that's going to be circulated as from next week.
Okay. Lovely. So let's just remind people, it's a family fun day. It's taking place at Harvey Haddon, and that's on the 28th of August. Is that Saturday?
Sunday.
But it's the bank holiday, so it's okay.
Of course. Yes. Yay, bank
no work
holiday.
On the Monday.
Yay, bank holiday. Great. Sunday the 28th of August, the bank holiday, Harvey Haddon, family fun day. And I do like these family fun days because you go and have fun as well as... Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's not a chore. You go, you have fun with your family, you learn something, and you also donate as well.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Ladies. Perlaine! Yeah. Perlaine! Perlaine! You've sat here, you haven't spoken, but you need to speak.
Just to say, I just think it's so great. Well, it's a tragic experience for Coral and her family. Right. Let us take something which has been negative and turn it into a positive. Let's make the day a great success, you know, and remember Stan, because Stan was a very, very fun, loving person and compassionate person.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
I knew she was going to
And speak. Can I just say, Christine,
I knew she was going to speak.
If you want to raise awareness amongst your GP, the best way to do it is to sign up to your patient and public group at your GP's surgery. The GPs attend those groups, and actually remember, they're general practitioners, they're not specialists in any one area. They welcome being educated from people who've been through the experience as well. They only meet once a month, and in some cases once every 3 months. So do sign up to them and get your voice heard.
Family fun day, family fun day, family fun day. Write this down. Sunday the 28th of August at the Harvey Haddon Stadium. What time? Is it still called the stadium?
Yes.
Yes, it is. And what time does it start?
The event will kick off at 12 noon.
12 noon.
But there are people that are having stalls, and they can come and start setting up from 10.
Okay. But the public... Sunday the 28th of August, Harvey Haddon Stadium, Family Fun Day. Ladies, Amy Baker, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Carl Jenkins, thank you.
Thank you.
And Perlaine.
Thank you.
Whose voice you've heard. Thank you. Thank you very much.
97.5 Kemet FM. Kemet.